Welcome. My name is Andrew Barron, and this is Well, It Depends, the podcast where I address financial decisions that can't be answered with a simple yes or no. This episode of Well, It Depends will continue our Career Blueprint series, where we discuss some of the goals, challenges, and trade-offs that different professions exhibit over a career. Today, we're talking about accountants. But before we begin, a short disclaimer. This is being recorded on October 20th, 2025. The contents of this podcast are strictly for informational purposes only, and nothing said should be taken as investment, tax, or legal advice. It's important to consult with a professional before making any financial decisions, as the strategies discussed may not be suitable for you specifically. Getting into it, why do people choose this career? Accounting appeals to those who like order, consistency, and a clear connection between work, effort, and results. Many people enter this field because it's reliable, respected, and versatile. You can work in public accounting, corporate finance, government, or nonprofits, and every organization needs accountants. It's also a career where credentials really matter. A CPA license or similar certification can unlock significant pay increases, job security, and advancement opportunities. Many accountants also enjoy the problem-solving aspect of the job, finding errors, reconciling accounts, interpreting tax code, or building financial models. If you like precision and structure, accounting rewards these traits. The trade-offs. While accounting offers stability, it comes with its own challenges. There can be slow salary growth early on. Many start around $60,000, with larger jumps happening after earning a CPA license or taking on leadership roles. There can also be long hours during tax season or fiscal year end for corporate accountants. There's a repetitive work cycle, and much of the year can feel routine. There's also high burnout in public accounting, and many transition over to private industry after just a few years for a better work-life balance. There is automation pressure, as software has simplified many basic accounting tasks, pushing the field towards more advisory and analysis roles. Now let's look at the financial picture by stage of career. Early career, 20s. Entry-level roles starting around $60,000 as they pursue their CPA certification. Savings are often modest due to lower entry-level pay and paying for those exams. The benefit is that there are clear promotion paths at firms and corporate finance departments. Mid-career, 30s and 40s. Salaries rise to 82 low six figures depending on specialization. Controllers, tax managers, or finance directors may reach $150,000 per year. Work-life balance improves for those who can move into stable corporate roles. Those who stay in public accounting may earn more, but will also face heavier workloads. Savings should target between 15 and 20%, especially with consistent income and predictable raises. Late career, 50s and 60s. Senior finance roles, CFO positions, or consulting work can exceed $250,000. For most accountants, though, income stabilizes around $150,000. Some shift to part-time or seasonal work, especially in tax preparation or advisory services. A few may choose to build their own firms, turning their experience into business equity. Now let's look at some examples. Example 1, Sarah, the public accountant. Sarah starts in public accounting at $60,000, earns her CPA and works up to senior manager, making $140,000 by age 40. Burned out by the busy seasons, she moves to an internal finance role at a Fortune 500 company. Her income steadies at $160,000 and she finally gains work-life balance. The lesson here is credentials can open doors, but work-life balance can sometimes matter more. Example 2, Daniel, the entrepreneur. Daniel spends 15 years in public accounting before starting his own small tax and advisory firm. He starts out slow, but by his 50s, he's earning $150,000 a year with loyal client base and a flexible schedule. The lesson here is experience and relationships can compound into ownership and independence. Example 3, Nina, the corporate accountant. Nina joins a manufacturing company right out of college. She never goes public, but she steadily advances to controller by age 45, earning $180,000 with strong benefits. She maxes out her 401k and builds a solid retirement base. The lesson here is slow and steady wins the race with predictable pay, predictable growth. Key levers for accountants. Try earning your CPA license early on as it pays for itself many times over. Avoid lifestyle creep as income grows steadily. Consider specializations in tax, audit, forensic, cost accounting, or advisory. Use your expertise as accountants are often well positioned for side businesses or small practice ownership. Prioritize retirement savings. Income stability makes long-term investing easy to automate. To recap, so how should an accountant save? Well, it depends. It depends on your path, public, private, or independent. It depends on how quickly you earn your credentials, how you manage burnout, and whether you choose balance or ambition. Accounting isn't flashy, but it's one of the most consistent wealth-building careers there is, and that's worth appreciating.
Thanks for watching. If you found this video helpful, give it a thumbs up and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss future updates. Looking for more insights like this? Head over to our website at jgua.com for additional resources. And if you'd like to talk about your personal financial goals, we'd love to help. Just click the Schedule a Meeting button highlighted on your screen to book your complimentary consultation. Thanks again for joining us. We'll see you in the next video.